And thinking of your mother and life in the caravan, what would be a normal day for her, a kind of a daily routine?
Normal day, get up, more or less the same as anyone's normal day. Just get up and put them to school, and I mean, she could go away for the day, then she'd be away driving, she'd come and visit my grandfather, or she'd go and visit the aunts, and she'd be back then just before my sister arrived back from school. It wasn't much different from being in a house. It was more or less the same thing, I just hadn't got the same space, basically.
How would people deal with that, the lack of space? Would there be?
When I got married first, I moved into a caravan, and I had two kids before I moved into the house, and I found the space of the house unbelievable. I kept moving things. I kept moving the beds. For a week there was never things in the same place. All the wardrobes moved, all the beds moved, because I wasn't used to having that kind of space. Because my children were brought up in the house, at that stage my youngest was Jessica, she's 9 now, but she would be crying if I went into the bathroom because she couldn't figure out where I was gone. The house was so big for them, they couldn't understand it. But it's very, very tough in the caravan. I mean, where I lived in a caravan, I'd have to walk to use one of the bathrooms in my aunt's house. You'd walk down the hill about 100 yards or to get water, and you'd have to carry the water up to the caravan, and you'd be washing clothes outside. Frosty mornings, my husband would have to get up about 6 to light the fire before the kids got up for school so the caravan would be heated. And I can remember waking up one morning, it was really, really frosty, and the curtains were stuck to the inside of the windows. It was that cold that the glass had actually closed, and we'd have to peel the curtains off the inside windows. But at the same time, then you have the good side of it, which is the freedom of, you open all the windows, you know what I mean, and clean out the caravan completely in one day, and that's great. You have the freedom, and if you do want to go somewhere, you have the freedom to hitch up a caravan and just go. Whereas with the house, you have to have someone watching the house, and you have to have certain things in place. But I mean, that side of it is good, but it's a tough life to live in a caravan. Mm-hmm. Rearing children in a caravan is very, very tough. Yeah. Really, I mean, you'd have in a mobile home, you'd have a bedroom, and then you'd have to pull out the bunks to make a double bed in the front of the caravan. So I mean, if you had visitors or anything, by 7 o'clock, you'd have to pull out the bed. Mm-hmm. So that the kids could go to bed, and then you've no space then, because the bed is out. The bed is practically in the kitchen.
Mm.
So if you're cooking or whatever, you're doing it around the bed. It is very tough and storage. And the kids didn't have the toys that they wanted then either, because they hadn't got the space. Like they couldn't have their dolls and prams and things like that, because you'd know where to put them.
Mm.
Stuff like that. So I mean, once they moved into the house, they're great now. They love it now. I have a 9-year-old who is a traveller to the bone. She loves being the traveller. I have a 12-year-old who just doesn't want anything to do with it. She's at the stage where, don't be telling the principal that I'm a traveller and this. And then the 9-year-old will say to the teacher, if she give her a picture of a house, she'll say, have you any trailer that I can do? The 9-year-old have said to me, no, I'd love to live in a trailer again.
Mm.
You know, she's about the only one now. The rest of them don't want that life at all. They think they're too tough altogether. And obviously, I mean, the young fella have his own room, and the girls have their own bedroom, and they can go into and watch television or whatever, something that they couldn't do if they're in a caravan. So
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.